Pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, good morning from Marshfield, Wisconsin. Got David Archer sitting here with me. We're doing a conference up here. And got some stuff. Can you guys hear me okay? Because I'm a little, I don't have my headphones in. Somebody say something so I know that you're picking me up already, will you? Hello?
Doing good, Coach.
Okay, great. Thanks, man. That's why I need a beer. Now I'm okay. Listen, you guys know my favorite theme song, right? Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. I'm going to tell you this. From the depth of my being, what's happening here isn't what they're telling us is happening here.
That's right.
Are you with me? Are you with me? We live in the great age of deception. Age of deception. And I really fought hard this morning when I got up. Coach, Lord, I don't want to talk about the virus. Everybody's talking about the virus. I don't want to talk about that virus. But I want to talk about things surrounding the virus because I think it's really, really critical. Really critical. So bear with me a second, folks. Listen, this is not, I don't know what's going on, but something's happening here, and it is something tremendously big and potentially cataclysmic. I'm not a fear monger. I'm just telling you, putting two and two together, four and four together, this virus is not that threatening. I'm going to share you something. Dave, did you send that to me, David?
Yep.
Where is it? Oh, there it is. Connor, I'm going to send you something here right now. I want you to get this. What am I looking for? I'm going to forward this.
Yeah.
Connor, I assume you're getting Jared's emails. Is that right, bud? Hang on a minute. Let me move that.
Yeah.
Okay, bud. I'm going to send you this email. I want you to throw this thing up on the screen. Because I'm at the point where I don't know if I trust anybody. Y'all with me? I don't know. I don't know who to trust. I don't know where people are getting their information from. I don't know any of that stuff. But something much bigger than we know is going on. Something much bigger. I want you to think about this a second. For 3 years, Russia, 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 Russia. When's the last time you heard Russia? Anybody heard anything? Ukraine, Burisma. When's the last time you heard any of that stuff, folks? And I want you to know that there's nothing that happens by accident. Not in the world we're living in. There's nothing happening by accident. And this is just something that David, Connor, if you can, throw that up on the screen for everybody. Let me try that. Folks, I'm working off my phone and my computer, and David, I'll bring David in here in a second. I'm trying to make a picture for you there. Is it up on the screen, Connor? I'm sorry, I can't. Let's go. I should be able to see it. If it is, you're good, man. Okay, now, folks, let's think about this a minute. David Arthur sent me this today. 2002, the Nile virus is going to kill us all. 2004, it was SARS. 2005, it was the bird flu. 2009, it was the swine flu. 2014, it was Ebola. Remember that? Oh, we're all going to get Ebola and die, right?
Couldn't leave the state.
2016, it was Zika. And now it's the coronavirus. Coronavirus. I ask this question again. As I've asked before, does anybody know anybody that hasn't? Now, I asked David Arthur, and he started to tell me somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody who saw somebody had it. Does anybody know anybody that's got it? I posted that on my Facebook page. I got over 5,000 followers. Hey, nobody said yes yet. Yes.
Coach, that's called 6 degrees of infection.
Whatever. Stay with me a second, okay? I'm trying to help us all here. Okay, I'm trying to help us here. Something really big going on. Hey, Connor, folks, this is going to be, bear with me. This is worth doing, okay? Connor, go to my Facebook. I sent you something, Connor, that says simply Jody Lynn on it.
Hey, Coach, while we're waiting on Connor to get that up, that chart that you just had up there, I do not remember one time ever in any of those previous things you said that I don't remember one time ever hearing anybody say it was going to kill us all.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Yeah. So that, I didn't make that meme, Larry. But Larry, they're certainly putting out there the scare that's going to kill us all.
That's right.
I don't know if anybody's saying it, but that's the underlying issue, isn't it? Maybe it's not going to kill us all, but it's going to kill you. Or it's going to kill your kid. Okay, good. Connor, scroll down a little bit. I'm going to show you something. A little farther. What's that frustration? I heard that sigh. Go on down.
Well, the sigh is those of us who have followed the science from this, who have followed the trusted sources, as far as we know we could trust or whatever. Nobody is saying it's going to kill all of. Nobody's saying the young people are going to die.
Larry, I'm not even making that point.
But the point is, what you are saying is it seems to be encouraging people not to take it seriously, especially those who are elderly with underlying conditions, like my wife with diabetes. We're in self-voluntary quarantine. We're not fearful. We're not panicked. But we're trying to be smart about not getting in positions where we could be close to people and catch this thing.
All right. Good. Thanks, Larry. What we have right here is a friend of mine, Jody. Okay? Jody is in China as a missionary. She and her family. Now, this video you see right here is February 27th. All right? Now, how long ago is that? Today is the 13th. It's almost 3 weeks. Almost 3 weeks ago, right? Jody made this video almost 3 weeks ago. Just play that real quickly, Connor.
From Wuhan.
She made it from, she's 8 hours from Wuhan. Can you get the sound up, Connor?
So, hey. It's about 12:20 and I just left the second day in a row. So exciting. I had to come and find the natural gas place so that I could add money to our natural gas card. Hey, Kimmy. Okay, so wave at you officially. Ooh, so fun. Okay, because there's a little store that we usually have.
6 minute mark. Just good. Just right there.
The mortality rate for the flu is still less than 1%. So you are more likely to catch the flu. You are also more likely to completely recover from the flu. Over 99% of people who catch the flu recover. Over 96% of the people who catch and contract coronavirus also recover. If the numbers are true right now, the mortality rate is still right around 3%, which is three times as many in terms of the rate as there is with the flu. However, the majority of those who pass also, hey, Solomon.
Okay.
My friend.
Okay. Stop. You can
so
stop
good
that,
to see
Connor.
You.
Here's my point. 3 weeks ago, Jody was telling us that it was clearing up in Wuhan. 3 weeks ago. That's the point I'm making. Not whether or not somebody's going to die from it or not die, or whether you ought to self-isolate. That's not what I'm talking about. There's something far larger going on here than what they're telling us, folks. And it has nothing, I believe, nothing to do with the virus. Stop a minute, Coach. I'm not making light of it. I'm not making light of the virus. All right? Something bigger going on. Can you guys imagine in your wildest dreams the shutting down of the NBA? In your wildest dreams, can you ever imagine that? The shutting down of March Madness, NCAA basketball? Can you, in your wildest dreams, even imagine the what? Here in Ohio, they're closing the schools. 3 weeks closing the schools. Now, something is not right. I don't know what it is. We know this. Folks, if the fatality rate of this flu was 5%, 8%, does it warrant? As far as I know, I don't even know. There's 7 states I saw yesterday where there are no cases of it that we know of, right? We don't know. Hang on, I'm going somewhere. I'm not here to make light of the virus. I'm trying, as I said yesterday, to introduce a larger picture to us. Why is this happening? They're not even going to start up Major League Baseball. And I showed you all those other viruses to show you that we have been here before. Now, I'm going to shut up a minute because I know somebody wants to say, I got some other stuff I'm going to show you here in a second. But I'm going to give somebody a chance to say something.
Well, those 7 states that didn't have it recorded as of yesterday morning, that number is now down to 4 states. 3 states recorded their first cases yesterday.
Okay. I'm not surprised by it. If it's a virus, it's going to spread. It's going to spread.
You know, and as far as a low mortality rate, I think there's one of the videos I did. A 3% mortality rate has a 30 times greater percentage chance of dying of the coronavirus than the flu. The magic number is going to be how many people are there going to be that catch it as compared to the flu.
Larry, do you believe
that's
this?
That's the question.
Do you believe this is a world-changing pandemic?
Yes, I do. I do, not only because of the disease itself, that, you know, not only because of that, but because of the fallout, the economic fallout,
that's what you're talking about.
Altogether, yeah, this is an economic disaster for the world.
Okay, so why are they doing this? Folks, listen,
okay,
when money runs the world, why are they destroying money?
Okay,
Why? Now,
Coach, they, whoever they is, and we, those of us in this call, have a pretty good concept of who we think they is. But why they're doing it, what their motivation is, what their future plans are, might be more in play. But what led up to this point is irrelevant. The point is, what are we going to do about coming out of this mess? That's the point in my mind.
Okay, so you going to let me do the show? I'm going to try to make the points that I'm trying to make. Because I'm trying to open up an avenue most of us have not thought about. All right?
So
I'm going to say this.
Help you out, Coach.
Go ahead, Dave.
Governor of Maine has put a stop to any gatherings over 200 people, right? Or 250 people. So why do you want to stop gatherings? Now, I'm going to just say this. And whether people think it's making light of it or not, it doesn't matter to me. But I don't watch the news, I don't watch television, I don't listen to the radio, and I don't follow the news online either. And I'm glad I don't, because I've been going about everything just as I normally would, right? And I'm not worried, I'm not scared, and I do the same thing every year, is I keep my water, I keep my mouth wet, and I keep my nasal spray, keep my nasal passages damp, and I wash my hands, because people are nasty. Year round, people are nasty. Every year, before the virus, people were nasty. They touch themselves. They use the bathroom. So I make sure I just keep clean. I mean,
so listen.
It's ridiculous.
I don't want to turn this into an argument. Okay, I'm not here to argue about the virus. Whether people are going to die. That's not even. I'm here to open your eyes up to a different perspective from what I think we are hearing on the news. Now, let me ask you a question again. Let's say, for the sake of argument's sake, let's say the coronavirus scare is fake. David, I didn't say it was fake.
Let's say
there is no coronavirus that's going to, let's say for hypothetically, okay? Why would they be driving it the way they are? That's a question. I'll wait. Let's say the health issues really are just minimal. Yes, there's a virus. Yes, people are going to get sick. Yes, people are going to die. We've been here before. Why?
To create fear and panic.
They could be doing it to cover the economic crash.
Could be an economic crash already in the works.
Right, and they're covering it.
And they're covering up or presenting an alternative to why it happened, right? Rather than saying our system is broken, as I talked about yesterday, the dollar's not real. Rather than coming out and saying that, they can say, golly, it was the virus. Everything was going good. And then all of a sudden that daggone virus came in and just turned our economy upside down. That's what they're trying to tell us right now, by the way. Now, I got something else too. I'm waiting for somebody else. Come on, let's open up.
Dick Coach?
Yeah.
Well, you know, before Trump was in office, the Clintons and the Obamas were just dead on strong getting us all hooked up with the global world. And then it seemed like now with Trump going in there, it's throwing that wrench in the wheel. And they've been doing everything they can to try to get us back on the track they wanted us on. So that to me, it's one more thing after one more. Like you said, when's the last time we heard about Russia? So now it's this. Now after this, it's going to be something else.
That's right.
And Matthew 24 said all these things are going to be coming around.
Okay, now let's distract us. Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Hey, Connor, I want you to pull up, Connor. A link that says deep state on it. Deep state. Now, folks, I don't know. You understand what I'm telling you? Something's going on bigger than this virus. I don't know what it is. Something bigger. We've been here before with pandemics. Maybe not one this big. We've been here before. To close down the NBA, I've never seen it. March Madness. You understand the financial... Do you understand? Can you, in your wildest dreams, understand what closing down March Madness?
Well, politics haven't been what they are now. There's never been a president like we have now.
There's never been a situation like this. So Chad sent me this yesterday, and it was funny because I had been watching a video regarding the same thing. Now, can you make it a little bit larger? Hey, folks, expand your thinking. Okay, I wish I had a disclaimer. I don't know if this is true or not. Expand your thinking. COVID-19 virus movie is a scripted narrative designed to justify closed borders and inspire citizens to stay home while upwards of 500,000 arrest warrants, sealed indictments are opened. Will take place in the United States in greater numbers worldwide for horrendous crimes to humanity and corruption related to human sex and child trafficking. A depopulation agenda by the globalists, illegal organ harvesting, opioid fentanyl epidemic linked to China and Britain and other nations implementing espionage plans for the United States. This is a military operation that is being modeled after Sun Tzu's warfare. The military and Trump administration is pivoting against deep state tactics as a strategy that will have the lowest negative impact to innocent citizens while freeing the world from decades of brainwashing to mask evil operations that operate at $150 billion a year child trafficking network by the deep state. Over 800,000 children in the United States and 8 million globally go missing annually. Trump and the White Hat military alliance is ending this evil covered up by fake news. The storm is here. The Great Awakening. Now, one of the things that I saw yesterday, come on now, say, hang with me a second here. Because one of the things I heard yesterday was they don't want any large gatherings because they're concerned about retaliation from the deep state, whether it be in the form of Islam, Muslims blowing up, whoever they would blame up, go into basketball stadiums and blow things up. And so they are doing the best they can to keep large gathering of people from gathering because something else is happening. Now, I'm asking myself again, what could, folks, it just came across my screen. I didn't get a chance to look at something else just closed down. Something else. Now, is that a crazy thought? Is that crazy? Are there really some deep state operatives that are being taken down over the next 30 days? Are they setting us up to declare, hang on, to declare martial law to be able to complete the project that they want to complete? Is there in the works at the same time a financial reset coming because our debt is totally unpayable? Folks, there is something bigger going on than the flu, than the carotid, whatever. That's part of it. But it's part of a worldwide conditioning. Are you sitting down for this one? Italy is locked down totally. Now, I want you to, hang on a minute. Does anybody know, is there anything in Rome, Italy, that might be in some way tied to the pedophilia network?
Absolutely.
By the way, tinfoil hat special here on Friday. But we have got to begin to explore all reasons why this is happening. My folks, my friends, this is not happening just because of a virus. Somebody come on in.
Not crazy, Coach. Isn't there a verse, maybe David or somebody can help me out with it, but the Lord's people cannot perceive the evils that are going to be perpetrated against them, right?
Yes. Yes. And so we have to... I said this to my wife yesterday. It's coming up here. Here's one thing I know about Donald Trump. He gets even. And if there is such a thing as a deep state, and he has any ability to do anything about it, the word he would use would be those children who are married without a daddy. Those B words are going to pay. And I think something bigger is going on. Somebody come on and help me, because otherwise it's just, I'm going to be on right wing watch and they'll be making fun of me again. I'm just trying to get you to think. I'm not telling you this is what has happened. I'm trying to get you to think. What in your whole life? I'm 67 years old. I have never seen anything like this where everything is being shut down. Yeah. Something is going on. Come on in.
150,000 indictments. 150,000 indictments in this country.
So they say. So that we've been hearing that. They tell us that, right?
You can find it. You can find them online. So 150,000 indictments that have to be served.
What if all of a sudden somebody famous dies and daggone it, it was that virus? Got him.
It's funny you mentioned that. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson got the coronavirus, right?
Oh, and isn't Tom Hanks, help me out here, hasn't his name been mentioned in the midst of the pedophile ring? Yes or no?
Yes, it has, Coach. Imagine
that. Wow. Something's happening here. Yeah. What it is ain't exactly clear. You understand, I am not making light of the virus. It's bigger than that. The virus is being used to do something bigger.
Hey, Coach, if you don't title this show 6 Degrees of Infection, you're missing the boat, brother. Trust me.
Well, I'm missing the boat because I don't even know what you just said. 6 degrees of what?
Of infection, you know, like I knew somebody.
Okay. Well, anyway, do I believe the coronavirus is real? I do. I believe it's real. Do I believe that some people are going to die from it? Yeah, I believe some people are going to die with it. Folks, right now, I'm asking you, anybody know anybody that has it? And they've canceled the NBA, and they've canceled the NCAA tournament, and now they're telling us not to go to church. If somebody thinks I'm a fool, help me out and explain to me why.
We got an email yesterday about how they were, my church was going to have to shut down, and because of the whole uproar. And I told my wife, I said, well, next thing we're going to hear is they're going to have to be closing the doors because they don't have any money to pay them all to keep their little lifestyles going.
Now, wait a minute, though. See, didn't you guys see this? They're going to have to do away with money. Why, David? Why? That daggone money carries the virus. It's right on the dollar bill. Huh? Right here. It's right on that thing. We got to get rid of this stuff.
You know what, though? It's not living on that. It ain't living on that long.
Folks, do you understand listen, I want you to think about it. Hey, folks, come on now. What is going on that this panic? Can you not see right now? Let's say this virus is 100% real and 85% deadly. Let's say that. Can you see how quickly the media and government took away all of your liberties?
You know what, Coach? Since I don't watch TV or nothing, right? I'm not up to date on what's happening and where it is and all this other stuff. So I'm going about everything like I normally would. But you know what? You know what I did think of? One thing that came to my mind while I was in Ohio, because somebody said, oh, there's like 100,000 cases of corona in Ohio. The one thing that came to my mind was political. Trump is going to use this
never let a crisis go to waste.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm like, martial law. Am I going to make it home? I got to get home. Should I leave now? That was what I thought of because it's political.
I rented a car yesterday to drive up here from Columbus. And I went into the dollar car rental where I rent cars. And the guy was behind the counter. And I said, golly, I bet your business is down. And he looked at me like that's crazy. He said, dude, we can't keep cars. So what? He says, yeah, nobody's flying. They're all renting cars and driving. And then what happens next? Some guy comes walking into the office and he says, I've never seen anything like it. I just got off that plane, 7 people on it. 7 people on the plane.
Bet you can get some affordable airfare now.
Now, listen to me. Yeah, you do Google that. You'll see what. Try to book an air flight right now and see how cheap it is. Why? Why is all of this happening? Why? Where has all of this power come from that people won't fly? You can't go to a basketball game. You can't go to a hockey match. You can't go to. Folks, what is going on? We've had scares like this before. Do they say this virus is going to kill us all? No. No, they don't say that. What's going on?
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
He said one of the numbers was, I think it was in China, of 120,000 people that had the coronavirus, 80% are healed already. They're over it.
That's the video I just showed. That's the video I just showed, right? Of Jody 3 weeks ago saying things are back to normal again. They're out. I could have played the video on and on. They're going to the store. There's food in the store. Jody is saying she's in China. Now, we're 3 weeks out. Listen, am I making light of this? I hope you don't think I'm making light of this virus. I believe it's real. I believe people are going to die. I believe that. But I've never seen anything like what's going on in America, ever. We have lost our minds.
if more people die from the flu and they don't cancel the NBA from the flu, then it's not making light of it. It's just, it's not even as deadly as the common flu, or, you know.
So let me come at this the other way. Are we crazy to think that the deep state is, are we crazy to think that they might be arresting some of these guys? Is that a crazy thought? Somebody come in.
No, it's not a crazy thought, Coach. And my supposition is that Trump cut off the flights to cut off their escape routes, and so that he could actually commit the arrests. Mm. Here's the whole thing.
That's good.
We've been told, oh, watch out for this coronavirus, right? But you've seen it on Lysol cans. Ever since the 1870s, Lysol has killed coronavirus. Now, yes, they weaponized it, but it's weaponized against Asians primarily. So we know it didn't. We know it wasn't made in China.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
I don't even care. I don't even care if they weapon. Listen,
right?
Please hear what I'm saying. Let's say the virus is very real and many people are going to die. Do you realize right now, that they have taken total control of America? Who's they? I don't know who they are, but they have. They have. You're afraid to go places. You're afraid to get on an airplane. You're told to wash your hands. Can't buy toilet paper. Do you think that this fear is authored by the Lord, or is it authored by somebody else?
Last time I checked, the Bible says, "Fear not."
Fear not. Now wait a minute. Fear is normal. If I'm Larry, I would be somewhat hesitant, fearful for my wife. I get that. Fear is a normal environment. It's normal to be fearful is a warning, right? But folks, I dare you to turn on the TV, turn on the news, and not hear something about the virus. Yeah. Where's Russia, 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 Russia? Where is it? Where's Ukraine, 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 Ukraine? Where is it? Do you see, do you not see the manipulation that's taken? That's all I'm asking.
Hey, Coach.
What's really going on?
Right, there's only fear, 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 fear. Don't think. Fear, fear, fear.
Fear of the unknown. Fear of the unknown. That's the worst part. Fear of it. And what if we really are in the midst of a financial collapse and reset? Well, I talked about that yesterday. That would be a good thing, would it not? Would that not be a good thing? What would happen in America? Just think about this. I don't know. I'm letting my mind wander just like yours.
On coffee.
What would happen in America if they put out word today? You turn on CNN or you turn on Fox News, and there's the President of the United States. And the President of the United States says, folks, listen, we've come to realize that we can never repay our debt. And beginning on Monday, we want you to turn in your dollar. What? Can you imagine what would happen at the banks? But what if they said, hey, we have to close everything down for the coronavirus? Everything is closed down. In fact, it's going to be closed down for 2 weeks. And in the midst of that 2 weeks, they reestablish a different financial system. What if they took us back on the road? What if they took us back on the goal? If you were going to do that, if you were going to restructure the entire American economic system, how would you do it? And would you close down everything to try to make it happen? How could you do it without closing things down? Come on in.
Hey, Coach, I'm not familiar with the calendar too well, but is there a bank holiday in our near future?
Well, there might be one. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Yes, sir. President's Day or something like that, maybe?
We're past that, I think. What is today? March? Yeah, we're past. The next one's probably – listen, they're just going to declare one.
You know what, Coach? There's more people killed in Chicago in shootings every weekend than has been killed by this virus in the country, and they don't hear nothing about that.
We're in Warsaw. Where am I? I'm in Wisconsin. And you can check right now. I don't know. Is there it? Look, folks, I'm sitting right here where I am. I'm sitting in this hotel room. No, in this hotel table right here. Now, David Arthur just brought me a cup of coffee. And does anybody have any idea who sat at this table last night? Did anybody sit here? Yeah. And could I be putting my hands on something right here? Well, here's my question. Would stopping the NBA prevent me from picking it up right here? No. Could stopping the NFL, they're not even playing yet. Could stopping the March Madness prevent me from picking it up off the gas pump?
No, and you might be a carrier and you don't even realize it because it's not affecting.
Folks, listen, there's something bigger going on here than we understand. In all of your life and all of my life, we have never seen the financial world grind to a halt like it's happening to us right now.
But, Coach, you know, the past couple of days, I've always gone to the silver lining, public schools shutting down, family units coming back together. God is so awesome.
That's what I'm saying, man. And Dale, I made the point yesterday that if a collapse, a financial collapse has to come and we have to have a reset, let's get it on. That's the point I made yesterday.
I have another silver lining. Here's another silver lining. Lakewood Christian Church, Joel Osteen's church, will be closed this Sunday. Brother, his book is finally going to be used worldwide. Your best wipe now. Brother, toilet paper, no problem. Buy his book. Pages and pages of it.
So folks, listen, that's a good best wipe now. That's good. That's good, Dale, right? That's good. But again, folks, come on now. Closing down Lakewood Church? You ever? They didn't even do that in 911, did they? Did they do that? Did they tell everybody to hunker down and, you know? I don't think they did. Hear me. I'm asking questions. I don't know. But I know this. It isn't just the virus. It's the consequences of the virus. And why are they doing it? Why? 3 weeks school? 3 weeks off school? Huh? Why? Because, oh, I know why. They don't want children to go to school and be together with each other. But does that prevent them from going to the mall or to the movies or to the playground? Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Not yet. Not yet. That's next, is it not? Where does this go? Are some of you mad at me or some of you stunned because it's very, very quiet out there?
I'm just you're the freaking best, brother. What are you talking about?
Well, Vinny, listen, they already think you're a conspiracy theorist. So they probably think you put me up to it.
What do I care?
I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah, it's true.
Just thinking out loud. You know what? If I'm going to get to I'll bet you this. I'll bet you most people who get the coronavirus didn't get it from the NBA. Anybody want to bet on that? When's the last time you went to an NBA game? I bet most people who get the coronavirus didn't get it from March Madness. When's the last time you had the money to purchase a ticket from March Madness? You're going to get this virus from people you hang out with and places you go. And the only way they will ever stop the virus is if they don't let people move about freely. Now, Gary, is that where your mind takes you, or am I the only guy demented enough to think this way?
Coach, I'm going to have a testimony about me. So I have an older daughter. This is before I...
You're breaking up.
Acting well, brothers. Can you hear me or no? Can you hear me?
I can hear you right now.
Me now or no?
Go ahead and start. Yes and no. Go ahead and start. The answer is no. The answer is no. Somebody else. Chad, somebody rescue me. I feel like I'm out here on a limb.
Well, you're on a limb.
I guess I was thinking I was going a different direction than maybe Trump being in control, because I figured this would be a perfect way to get, you know, like the nursing homes are shut down, closed down. They won't let you go and visit your loved ones. I thought, what a perfect way to start getting rid of the baby boomers and tell you they all died of the coronavirus, you know?
Well, there's a possibility that could be part of the deep state's plan anyway. Now, listen, don't miss it. Hey, don't miss this. Remember when Trump first came out about a week ago or 10 days ago, whatever, He said, it's not that big a deal. You remember that? He said, it's not that big a deal.
And then he said, there's a storm coming. Then he says,
there's a storm coming. You can't stop, right?
I think in the world, this is a world-forced thing, brother. It's bigger than Donald Trump.
It's a world-forced thing. That's right.
Amen.
Yeah. Now, listen, let me go back to this testimony, because this is for everybody to be ready as Christians, solid Christians. I have a daughter. She's 30 years old. You never met her, Coach. Brother, we made this little connection, and all of a sudden she doesn't call me. Guess who calls me last night? You know why? Because she's panicked. But she knows that I'm solid and secure. So who are they reaching out to? Us who are going to be solid and secure in the days of trials and tribulations, brother. This is a time for the church to shine like never before. We should be pillars in the kingdom, brother. We are not fearful. We don't run from battles. We run to them. And let me tell you what, people, just like my daughter last night, brother, you know who they're going to be turning to? Those who have been doing it.
Amen, Dale.
Amen, Dale. As those nights get darker, the Lord's light shines brighter.
Now, listen, don't you miss this, right? Come on. Hey, folks, come on now. We've been saying all this is going to happen, haven't we? Haven't we been doom and gloomers and reading through the book of Revelation and this is coming and this is coming and this is coming? And then when I say, hey, this is coming, you say, oh, no. It didn't come. They shut down the stinking NBA. You can't fly to Europe. Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly scary. And I'm going to tell you, I ain't got one scared bone in my body. Not one scared bone. Not one scared bone.
And, yeah, I'm not scared either. I'm excited about the reset that's taking place. It's going to be a masculine reset.
Let me ask you something, folks. Yeah. Hey, all of you folks out there who said, well, I'm going to save some precious metals. So I'm going to make some precious. For what? Well, for right now, maybe. Huh? Right? See, we've got a disconnected brain. We talk and we think about these things. And then when it appears these things are beginning to happen, what do we say? No, that isn't it. That's not what that is. Well, why are you saving gold and silver then? Because don't you at some point think maybe this whole system's going to bottom out? Isn't that why you got it? A hedge against calamity, they tell me. Hey, boys and girls, what would calamity look like?
When a roll of toilet paper is worth more money than a dollar bill.
How about that? They're worth about the same, actually. They are actually about the same. But doesn't that show you, think about this a minute, really, huh? Doesn't that show the depth of depravity that we would be fighting over toilet paper? Huh? Holy criminy, folks. Something's happening here. Hey, there's somebody out there right now smarter than me. Come on in here. Yes.
Yeah, Coach, this is Randy. Hey, I'm on my phone. Hey, I think you're right on. But, you know, you got to look at it from God's perspective also. What is he doing? Why is this happening now? And all these questions. hasn't he always used men and governments and all this and that to bring about a lot of things that he wants to change? I prophesied this over a year ago. And I wrote it out. And I sent it to a few people that I knew. And I said, be ready, because there is a shaking like we've never seen. It's coming. It's going to shake everything that can be shook, financially, socially, economically, and all, everything. The religion is going to really be shook, Coach.
Yes, it is.
This is God shaking this country, not only our nation, maybe a worldwide shaking, and saying, I am still here. It's time to acknowledge me. And that's all. That's what it's coming. That's what it's all about, Coach. It's bigger than anything else national. It's bigger than nationalism.
Here's a very simple question for all of us, really. If we were to just sit down and just reason and ask ourselves, can our nation continue with trillions of dollars in debt? Did you see yesterday the Federal Reserve? You probably didn't see this. The Federal Reserve yesterday announced that they are dumping $1.5 trillion into the economy to prop it up. Now, hey, you watched the show yesterday. Where are they getting that $1.5 trillion from again? Is it the trees out here in Wisconsin? Where are they getting the $1.5 trillion in money? Well, folks, they ain't printing it. They're creating digits. And they're putting digits into banks' accounts. That's what's going on.
Yep. It's keystroke currency.
That's a good one. Keystroke currency.
I watched the Dow all day yesterday. And after they did that, it immediately started going south again. It, no matter what they do, can't change the fact that it's collapsing. And as we're talking, I just now checked the U.S. debt clock, and it is over $23 trillion in debt.
So knowing what? And somebody somewhere knows that can never be repaid. Somebody somewhere knows it. And somewhere, somebody knows that this whole thing's going to collapse. And are we seeing an orchestrated slow collapse?
Coach, I had a UPS guy come to my house yesterday. I had some parts coming in.
I hope he washed his hands, and I hope you wiped the box before you picked it up. Go ahead.
Yeah, he had some parts for my truck that was coming in. And so I just sat there and talked to him. I asked him, I said, what's the biggest thing is he's been delivering lately? He said his back's been hurting because he's been carrying so much ammo, dropping it off.
Wow.
You know, getting back to what Dale had said a while ago about his oldest daughter, my oldest daughter, which you've got to meet, Coach, 10 months clean sobriety and on fire for Christ. She calls me Monday and she says, so what's up, Dad? And I said, fear not. She says, well, everybody at work and people coming into the new program are just terrified about this. And I said, honey, fear not. We have fear not in the Bible 365 times. That's one for every day of the year. Fear not. Mm-hmm. This is the hand of God saying, I'm going to get your attention, just like my stepdad did when I was a kid, and saying, you better listen to me because I am the Lord. I am the Lord. And I also wanted to tell you right quick, Joseph Spurgeon wrote a deal yesterday that I shared on my my election page. And it goes like this. In dark times in the past, the churches in our nation would call for a day of mourning and repentance. They were wise enough to see the hand of God's judgment, and they knew the only true response was heartfelt corporate repentance. Brothers and sisters, we need to consider following in their footsteps. Mm. Whatever the truth is about the coronavirus, it is true that it is having a huge impact on our nation's economy and our healthcare system.
Amen.
This is the hand of God, and we ought to respond with repentance. Our nation is guilty of horrendous sins. The slaughter of millions of children, the promotion of sexual filth, greed, idolatry, and profaning the name of the Lord.
Men's hearts failing them for fear for the things that are coming upon the earth. Isn't that what the Bible says? Why are we shocked at what we see?
And to piggyback off what Randy said about this great shaking, not just financially, but medically. They are going to really try and test everyone's faith because your medicines are going to be going away.
Right? They're made in China.
Yeah. So the medicines are going to be going away. So people are going to have nothing to do but rely on God.
What does an end times, which is what most people believe and thought, what does an end times scenario look like? Wow. Now stop a minute, because you guys know that I don't focus on end time scenarios. You guys know that about me. I don't. But the reality of it is, if there is a financial collapse, things are going to be, just go back to 1938 and ask yourself, or 1929, just go back to 1929 and the Wall Street collapse and the Great Depression. Ask yourself this. Are people as tough today as they were then?
No.
Are people as self-sufficient today as they were then? Do you have any idea in this end time scenario what it's going to look like? Folks, this is what we say we believe. This is what we say. And then when we talk about these things coming, we push back, say, oh, no, no, the dollar's not fake. The dollar's not, they're print. I wonder if they could print 1.5 trillion plus 1 million just to give to me. Because, I mean, that they would never miss that 1 million, right? Just throw a few digits in my account. Make me a millionaire overnight. Because that $1.5 trillion that they're going to dump into accounts, it's going to make somebody rich, right? And it isn't even money. Oh, hey, my Coach. Goodness, the deception. The deception in the world. Yeah, Jeff.
And when Dale said that about his daughter reaching him, I had a situation on the car lot yesterday. I just thought of this. Young couple comes on the car lot, about 30 years old, two little kids, 7 and 10 years old, cute little family wanting to buy another car. They cannot afford another car. They're there yesterday. So I go into the judgment that the Lord's going to bring down this nation. And I steered them away from buying the car because they can't do it. They just took out a loan on a new car 6 months ago. So they're broke. So we go into the judgment and just stuff going on and the reset button. We went through all this with them. Oh my goodness, you all seen these people. And then they've been telling their kids they can't let them get too far away from them. So I shared the story of the 14 girls in the back of the box truck at a Walmart that mm-hmm. they found. Mm-hmm. And this dad looked at his kids. He said, kids, listen to this man. Do you hear him? Mm-hmm. He's telling you what we've been telling you. And I got a captive audience in the middle of the parking lot. So they said, what church do you go to? And I told him, because we're doing that training for child trafficking. He took my business card and he said, you know, the dad, 30 years old, he said, I ain't been to church since I was a little kid. He said, but I think we're coming. And I said, come on down. Don't buy the car.
That's what Dale Sosh is talking about. See, those are the opportunities that we are going to have, right? Sure. Now, listen, hang on a minute. I have not, for the first time since this show started, made light of the coronavirus. I believe people are going to get sick and die. I believe that. I believe that. But the virus, they're going to get sick. And I saw this the other day. Folks, it isn't the coronavirus. It's the Asian. Remember when they called it the Asian flu? The bird flu? Remember that? This is the corona flu. Why aren't they calling it flu? Because that's not nearly as scary as virus.
I'm not, you know what, Coach? I'm not planning on taking my mom out to the mall, right? But I'm not going to take her out to the mall during flu season anyway.
Well, David, unless she is self-quarantined, you are not going to be able to avoid it.
Exactly.
You're not, I'm going to get it from where he's been, not where I've been.
Yep.
You get that, folks? Everybody you come in contact with has been someplace. They've touched something. They've grabbed a doornail. They pushed on the door opener on the way out. They grabbed something. They went into the a gas station. They pulled open the door. They went in and used the bathroom.
In the last 3 weeks.
Everybody everyone's going to give you the flu, they already got it somewhere else.
Yeah, and let me add this. I'm in the gym last night, and everybody is sweating and slobbering.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
In the gym, huh? Imagine that in the gym. Bench pressing, right? Are you done? Yeah, yeah. I'll be done here in a minute. You can get on there. Okay, let me sit down. Oh my.
Well, Coach, they talk about don't be around crowds of people. And Walmart and Sam's Club and Costco were bigger than an NCAA game. There were so many people there.
Well, not only that, listen, Dale, not only that, you don't get the virus from crowds of people. You get it from one person, all right? One person you get it from. Oh, so my
God. Coach, I think this is our time to, I'm like Dale, I think this is our time to shine, let the church shine, let Jesus shine. And I think we have the platform now. To let the credibility that we have speak for itself. We have an avenue for truth to speak truth, to love, and to change, and to be the light. This is a great, great opportunity. We've never had this opportunity.
We haven't.
In my lifetime, I have never had this opportunity to minister the gospel.
What if we just went to people and began to tell them, did you know that the government's printing $1.5 trillion? Where did they get that money? Just begin to open people's minds on things like
yes.
that. Right?
Yes,
where did they get it? I always say here, you will lead them to the gospel through the secular argument. That will always open the door. Don't lead with the gospel. Lead with the secular
Coach, argument. One question.
Medicine. They put their faith in technology. And so now all that's going to go away.
Yep.
And they're going to need to put their faith somewhere else. And that's when they're going to come looking for
they're
those
come look for
that
it.
They know.
One Coach, we have to ask them one question. Can the government save you now? Can the government save you from everything?
How about this?
This
one?
Is it's taken the scales of coming off their eyes, Coach. This is the time for them to see, to repent. Mm-hmm. And we need to give them a opportunity, you know what, to repent. And let God change their life. This nation has never needed God in my lifetime until maybe now. They've not needed him. Now they do.
As I wrote yesterday, Randy, it's that ungodly affluence. Doesn't the Bible say, which church was it? They say that you're rich and in need of nothing? Is it that church of, was that the Laodicean church? Which one was it?
Yes, it is. Revelations chapter 3, yes, Laodicean.
And you are poor and wretched. That's what he said. Folks, that's the American church, right? We have need of nothing. We got it all together. We got smoke machines. We got your best life now. We got it all right now. And the Lord says, are you kidding me? You are wretched and miserable. Why don't we believe the scriptures we read and claim we believe? And why are we shocked when it opens up right in front of us? I got to wrap it up here. Listen, I'm going to say this again. I believe the coronavirus is real. Wait a minute. I believe the corona flu is real. Mm. I believe people are going to get it. I believe people are going to die from it. I believe that it is real. But I also believe that it is nothing more than the tip of a spear to something far more diabolical. I believe more lives are going to be in distress from the consequences of the flu than will ever be in distress from those who get the flu. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
Do you understand what I'm... Do you understand that this flu is so contagious that it is impacting areas where the flu isn't even there? Huh? This is quite a flu, baby. This is quite a flu. Hey, tell everybody. Turn to Jesus, man. Listen, don't get caught up in the deep stuff of it. Say, listen, man, you get that flu, where you going, man? You drop over dead, where you going? Huh? What's going on? And like we heard from Dale and others, drive people back to the truth. Unfortunately, driving back to church, but God's good, and he's saying, not allowed to have church service. That's pretty good, isn't it? Not allowed to have church service. So I didn't want to step on anybody's toes. Didn't mean to. If I did, I did. Sorry, Robert, I didn't get a chance to give you a chance to read. Something is happening here, and the corona flu is merely the vehicle upon which it is riding. That's what I think it is.
That's good.
That is what's going on. Don't miss the bigger picture of what's really happening. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend. I'll see you back home. If I don't get that flu, I'll see you on Monday. I'll see even if I do. That's right.